Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AJ Disco. AJ Disco. Three times. And I'm saying, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Yeah.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our fourth CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
thank you,
is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. A-T-A-Z-P, live on Blog Talk Radio, waiting for Sassy Sings to call in. Seen her call in a couple of times. Most people don't get that I have to play that intro at the very beginning to let you know exactly what show you're listening to. I'm waiting on her to call in. I hit her up on Facebook. Sassy Sings is she's a songstress who sings R&B, And I'm waiting for that video. I've seen it on Facebook. She's been advertising it coming soon. So I'm waiting on her to call in to the radio show. And I see a number in the queue, area code 786-786. Identify yourself, please. Hello?
Hi, this is Jessica with Sassy Sings.
What's up? How you doing? This is T-A-Z. I had to play the intro to the show, and you know,
okay.
I'm just going to let y'all know, most black people don't call in early, so you know, you got to have like about 4 minutes to so they can get the vittles out and eat and all that and then call in. So I'm glad y'all called in.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Sassy Sings, I was on Facebook. This is how I found you. I ran into one of the songs that was posted. And I said, let me check this out. I went to the page and checked a couple of songs out. I was like, man, I'm feeling this. So that's why I was interested in having you on the show, because I want people to actually hear some of your stuff and hear about your music. So my first question is, how did you start doing what you're doing?
Well, basically, I always had a passion for music. I've always had a passion since I was, you know, very young. But I actually started writing back in 2001 when I, you know, began my, I guess, my adult life. And,
right.
You know, when you transitioned from your teenage years to your adult years, it was like very, I lived on my own on, at a very young age, so I started experiencing things very early. So I just started, I felt like I couldn't tell anybody, so I just started writing, and then it just became music after a while.
Wow. And so you were singing before, like when you were younger, in your younger years, before you transitioned, as you say?
No, I never did it seriously. Like, I wasn't one of those kids that, you know, started singing at 6 years old. I've been singing since about that age, but I didn't sing just to, you know, to try to become a star. It was just something that I just knew I could do. I wasn't set on becoming a singer or entertainer in any way at all.
And once the writing bug hit you, that's when it all, like, kind of came together, like, yo, I might need to just do this for real.
It started to get fun because, you know, writing and writing music to compose music that's never been touched, it just became like a really fun game to me. And after a while, people were like, Sassy, you know, you can really sing. That really sound. I was like, wow, people really like this stuff. So I just kept on writing and I just kept on singing, and here I am today.
But that's good because a lot of people, you know, I guess they start when they're young, or, you know, parents force them to go to church and sing in the choir. You know how it go. And that's usual, you know, to actually get a little older and just really just prompt yourself, start writing, and then people start digging it, and the more people dug it, the more you wrote, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's how it pretty much went. I didn't start writing till my 20s.
Right.
I didn't really start writing till I hit the 20s era, and it was like, even then when I was writing, I kept a lot of it, you know, a secret. Like, my family didn't know, my dad didn't know, like, nobody knew that I was doing this. And, you know, it wasn't up until 2009 when I was just like, you know what, let me just really just try to give this my all and let's see what happens. And so in 2009, I really gave it 100%, and I've been doing that ever since, and it's just been, you know, God has blessed me. That's all I could really say. Like, God has truly been good.
And where are you from again?
Miami, Florida.
But you know what, do anybody say you sound like you're from New York?
All the time.
I'm getting ready to say, because you sound like in a minute you get ready to go. Yo, son, like, for real.
You know what?
But you're from Miami.
I've never been to New York. I'm from Miami.
Me neither. I mean, I flew in and flew out. I got all kind of friends from New York. That's how I know. but I'm like, you really did sound like you from New York, for real. Which is cool.
Thank you.
The song So Long. I had to start with that one. Because I just feel a meaning in this one. Like kick bricks. You know what I'm saying? Just get out of my life. So Long. Explain that one before I play it.
Okay, So Long is a song that is basically, it's that makeup to breakup song. You know, when you guys had that fight, like, or, you know, I know for me, like, if I'm with someone at the time and you piss me off, I have a tendency to ban you for a couple of days. Like, I don't want to see you. Don't call
me.
Like, right now, just get out my face. But then, you know, that time does creep up when you miss the person. And, you know, that makeup, breakup moment when you go see him or he comes see you, and it's just been so long since the song kind of explains the rest.
Here we go. This is Sassy Sing.
Okay.
Long.
Respiration's kinda heavy, pulse a little steady. It's been a long while, so I'm feeling unsteady. Can't believe you're next to me. Can't believe you're touching me.
face so long since I made love. At home, man, I'm loving the production, the strong vocals. I mean, that's what I was talking about when I heard some of your stuff. I was like, yeah, I'm feeling this. And it's, you know, it only took me like 5 seconds. I do music too. I listen to music continuously, and I love your voice. I love that song.
Thank you.
Who did the production on that? Who did the production, the music production?
The production was done by a producer by the name of MI6. He's from down here as well. His name is MI6.
Yeah, that was that's tight. Cause I compose, yeah. I do beat well, and I write too. So I mean that. Oh man, that was just sick right there. Everything was on point. So when you first heard the music, I just want to know the process on how you come up with the lyrics. I mean, do you go in with
it's the beat. The production has to tell me what it wants me to write. Like, I listen to the beat, and based on the vibe that it gives me, that's how I write it. So
okay.
To me, when I heard that beat, it was very sexy to me. It was very sexy.
Right.
It was very strong. So I was like, you know what? I got to bring that to the track lyrically. So that's
right.
How I go about, you know, writing all my music. It's whatever the beat, the vibe that it gives me, I go off of that.
Now, is there times where just lyrics come in your head and you ain't got no music?
Oh, all the time. I have, like,
yeah, okay. So when you do that,
music.
You come in and listen to a beat and go, oh, that'll go with what I wrote, you know, 2 years ago. You know what I mean?
I'll do that, too. I'll do that too.
I'm just bringing it out so you can say, yeah, I do. I'm sure you do. If you write and you really, and I know lyrics pop up sometimes, like you driving and all of a sudden something come up, you be like, oh, nah. They got to pull over and write this. Because it's in your head. And
yeah.
That's what writers do all the time. I know because I'm one of them. So I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
So live performances. Explain that. Where have you performed live?
Oh, I performed. You know, I love performing. I've opened up for Marsha Ambrosius. I've opened up for Elle Varner. I've opened up for Bobby Valentino. I've opened up Kindred the Family Soul. I've opened up for Trina in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I opened up for, I mean, I can't even think anymore. I was flown out to Europe, you know, to for one of the Netherlands soccer team, one of the soccer players. He flew me out there to sing at his wedding. I wrote an original song just for him and his wife. I've been flown out to Jamaica to sing at another private wedding. So I mean, I've been performing. I've been hitting the stage a couple times. I can't say I haven't, but I truly do enjoy performing. It's a wonderful experience.
And the new video that you keep hinting about on Facebook, which I need to see, but let the people know about that too.
What do I do? Okay, what do I do is. It's my baby. I love the song. It's probably one of my favorites that I've released ever. And basically the video is on that level for me where, you know, I want to see this video hit a BET or a VH1. I didn't want to do, you know, like, you know, a little minor production. I wanted to do a full-fledged on an independent level.
Right.
Sometimes it's quite difficult, especially with R&B. But, you know,
right.
Shout out to Brick House, Red of Brick House Studios. The video, I'm telling you, is going to be worth the wait. I'm actually having a video release party September 28th at Support the Hustle Studio. So if you're in Miami, please come through. It's going to be crazy. So I've just been putting out the hint so people can see how serious this video is going to be because it is worth the wait. I guarantee it is worth the wait.
It looks sexy. It looks hot because I've seen the pictures from it. So I was like, man, I need a video, yo. For real. Like, right this
I'm
minute.
I'm glad you feel that way. That means The promo is working.
Yeah, yeah, that means everybody else is feeling the same way that's digging
yes.
you.
Oh, man, I get texts, inboxed in my emails, my Facebook. When are you dropping the Sassy? When is it coming out? So I'm actually having a special viewing. So if you're in Miami, Florida, September 28th, Support the Hustle. So I'll be posting up the flyer probably in the next week or two. So you'll
right.
get a special viewing of the video first before I actually release it, well, you know, on the web.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. The song, What Do I Do? This is the video, correct?
Yeah, this is the video that's going to be released.
What? Hey, question, because since that is my forte, I do rap. Please, one time, just one song, just go for broke. Yeah, go 48 bars deep or 32 deep. I mean, serious, no hook, no nothing. Go 32 deep and then drop the mic on them.
You sound like my
brother. I'm just being honest. Maybe you can, you know, scat in the background, you know what I'm saying? You go deep, 32 or 48. That's what I'm talking about. If you do that, please send that joint to me. I mean, just rip about something. And then you know, do some scatting in the background. Do your best Ella Fitzgerald in the background. But way in the back, I want to hear the spit all in the front. Real.
Man, you know what's funny? The funny thing is, when I first fell in love with music and the idea even crept up in my mind that, you know, maybe one day I would do this, I wanted to be a rapper. I didn't even want to.
You got the name.
I want people.
It's just, you can put raps at the end, but, I mean, you got the name. I mean, Snoop Lion, you know what I'm saying? When you get ready to rap.
I wasn't even supposed to rap on that track. It just came about because I couldn't find anyone to flow on it the way that I wanted it to sound. So I just
said, right,
so
you did it yourself.
I'm going to just do it.
I'm telling you. 32 or 48, however you feeling. Just put down 32 bars, 48 bars, add in the back, drop the mic on at the end. For real. For real.
I'm going to be sure.
I
want
to hear the feedback
sure
and all
that
when
that.
The mic drops. You know.
I try to stay away from the rap game. I really do because I'm like, man, if I go there, it's going to be insane. I just try to stay in the R&B lane, the hip-hop R&B lane right now. I mean,
well,
you know,
I love you for doing that because
I might
cause it, you are singing real R&B, and R&B ain't dead. It's just that the young kids don't listen to it for real.
No,
that's
all
it is. I mean, R&B is not dead. It's just, you know, there's a lot of people think they can get quick money by sounding like everybody else, and which I appreciate you don't sound like everybody else. You got your own style, own flavor, and keep doing it. For real.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want you to give your information so people can hit you up, know when that video coming out. You know what I'm saying? So give
the
information.
I mean, to everyone listening, I appreciate you for all the love. Everybody following me on Instagram, Twitter. If you want to keep up with all the madness that is Sassy Sings, log on to www.sassysings.com. Follow me on Instagram. It's everything is at Sassy Sings. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. I'm even still on MySpace. All of them. It's at Sassy Sings with a Z at the end.
Got to be related because I got a Z at the end too. So, yeah, we related. Me, you, Z, A, Z, everybody with a Z at the end, we related.
Yes, we can make
it. It was good having you on. Make sure whenever make sure when something comes out new around your way, y'all contact me. Let me know so I can get you back in here for real.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna hear a lot of. Well, I'm sure I'm going to hear a lot of people tell me that they like this interview and they like you as well.
Oh, thank you so much, love. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me too once again.
It's all good. And also hit me up with a drop. Do a radio drop for me. I'll hit you up on Facebook. I need some of that singing.
Yeah, hit me up on Facebook. I can definitely do that. I can definitely hit you up with a drop.
Yeah, that'll work. Thanks again,
okay.
Sassy Sings, for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. Good night.
Good night. That was Sassy Sings, y'all, on ATAZP. We're waiting for the duration. There's a band out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania that's supposed to be coming through. Man, I tell you, I got to hit people up for real, for real. What I'm going to do, until they come in, I'm going to hit you up with a song here. I got to look at my queue. because I got a lot of music in here that we need to delete and make room for. This is my, this is this girl named Kat. I'm friends with her on SoundCloud, and the name of the song is called Just Dreamin', and we'll be back.
me, smiling, looking. She said she wanted to get with me. She grabbed my hand and said slowly, I have something that you should see. Took me to a room the other side of town. She wanted me to lay things down. I told her no as her clothes hit the floor. I said I can't want you no more. I don't want nobody. I have someone else. I don't need nobody. I have someone else.
She was still naked, looking damn hot. Tats on her body, so sexy, it don't stop. Was almost swayed in the way she looked. Jiggle with her walk, closer I be hooked. Something about the way she looked at me. Laying on the bed saying, T-A-Z, I wanna do that thing for real. Thought about my love, decided to chill. I let her know straight up front, put on your clothes, no need to bump. She said, why? She needed it now. Got up, turned around, and I said, wow. Check it, you tempt the pretty taste. You look good, my mind's in another place. Yes, I love her, she's in my heart. No cheap sex won't tear us apart, no.
I don't want nobody. I have someone else. I don't need nobody. I have someone else. I don't want nobody. I have someone else.
was Tracy Cruz with Happy. Happy. This is the Gospel Cypher with myself, J Bug, and NT Poet, New Testament Poet.
Kicking, flexing, rhyming about Jesus, cause he is our savior and the one that frees. If the word is the Bible strong. Now Buddha and Muhammad, now they were all wrong. Let me set them straight, cousin, them boys ain't jack. Jesus ain't fiction, crucifixion is a fact. Hardcore to the core, my rhymes are never a bore. Spreading Jesus' name like you never heard before. Get busy, wanna teach the young. The last one that didn't listen, it is up getting hung. Don't be Judas, don't be new to this. Let's get through with this, so we can do this. Follow the scripture, follow the task. He knows what you need before you ask. He is Lord. Look up at the cross, my man's a winner. But some say he lost.
He kissed her on the lips. She said, baby, that's sweet. He turned around and said, then why do you go out and cheat? And then he started freaking, screaming, letting the beating. The sucker left the bleeding. The first of many weekends, he showed no remorse, just like he didn't care. She started stressing to the point of losing all her hair. Her days were filled with fears, her nights were filled with tears. It ruined her career and lasted for 3 years. She planned her escape. How can she end this hell? And no one knew about it because she was afraid to tell. But then she started praying, reading the word all day and counting money she saving. She finally got away. She called a cab to come while he was sleeping at night. She had a backpack, hit the airport, then she caught a flight back to her parents' house, and they welcomed her home. Just like our father does when we leave sin alone.
Living my life on the day-to-day with nothing to say, but yet these haters still flow up in my way. Coming with distractions that ain't real. Fake people up in my life saying noise still. What would Jesus do is a daily saying. These cats out to hurt, fish fry for land. But I keep it real and forget the fake. Sometimes walking away is hard to take. When I was younger, was on the physical tip. Before you know it, wham! Then a busted lip. Can't say I'm sorry, image to protect. Somebody call the police, get my boy in jet. Used to be like that without using my head. Wonder why I'm breathing, not a bullet to be dead. Get on my knees and thank the Lord for sight. Blessing me like the earth when he gave it life.
It's think. The love we make, you inspire me to heights I've never known. Even if I live three lifetimes, I can't be sure I'll never be alone. Take your place on your throne where you no one else. I just don't fall out. Modern day. You're rare and one of a kind. And you're mine. Like a diamond. Green and blue. In the love I feel for you. It's rare and one of a kind. And you're mine. In your eyes, and every day when you surprise, I'm thankful for who you are. And if I lose my way, you're my northern star. By your side, I'll never be far.
How my things just change, go to the market with a little gotta do is believe and follow me if you wanna be free. Stay strong. If we can get the street life gone, then shorties wouldn't have to leave when the street light's on. You see, I know it's hard, but you ain't gotta pull your guard. You can go real far. Just listen and play your card. It's quite real. Some people know how you might feel. We all get existing just to pay off a light bill. Stress free.
Watching soap operas together, eating popcorn.
you would hug me so tight. And I would just be sitting there just smiling. I don't even like soap operas. But I was with you, and that's all that matters. Baby, I want you back, for real. Seriously.